In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. The setting into which the Son of God was born is often so romanticized in Christmas cards and movies and programs and songs and carols. We are treated to soft, warm light, all cozy and fuzzy around the edges. And some of that is quite valid. There was some incredible beauty on the night in which Jesus was born. The stars against the night sky, one particularly bright star. We can presume safely the glow of campfires, lamps, candles in windows, and of course the appearance and the song of angels. Music said to be too beautiful to describe. The wonder and majesty of a portion of this event cannot be overstated. A light, a radiance truly shining into darkness. There's another side to this story that's not so serene. An exhausted mom concluding an arduous journey with not so much as a rest area along the way. Now she's in labor and having to walk more and more looking for a place to stay. Not quite as cozy, is it? And the idyllic and airy wooden stable we see in Western nativity scenes was not how animals were kept in those places. In Northern Europe and America, where wood is abundant, sure, stables are wood. But around Judea, wood is scarce and way too valuable to be wasted on animals. Caves, on the other hand, were everywhere. They were dime a dozen. So this stable where Jesus is born was almost certainly a cave, full of animals and therefore full of animal droppings. And no, it would not have been airy. It would have been dank and stale. It would have been filthy. It would have smelled awful. And this is where Mary has to give birth. That's the setting in which God enters the world. Musty, smelly, filthy, surrounded by feces. That's the reality. Now, everyone in this room has been present for at least one birth. Now, we were all too young to remember, but we were there for at least one. You have to be if you're here. But many of you have been present for more than one and old enough to remember another one. And even if you haven't, I'll ask you to use your imagination because I have a question. If you were the mother at one of those births, and maybe you are a mother from a birth, what would you think of just when things were finally accomplished after this whole journey, after this giving birth amongst animals and all that they produce? What would you think if things were finally accomplished and after all that, the door bursts open and your last bit of remaining privacy is invaded by a group of unwashed, economically lower class men bringing in even more animals? And still, we haven't gotten to the worst part. That governor who called himself a king named Herod, the horrors that he will perpetuate, a cruelty rarely matched in the world's history. This is how God enters the world. No palaces, no five-star hotels, no clean hospital, no comforts of even a modest home. God makes a space not fit for human habitation, the place to enter the world as a human being. Let's bring these two opposites together. On the one hand, we have the filth, the feces, the foulness, and the cruelty. But that doesn't undo the unsurpassed beauty, that starlit sky, the song of the angels, faithful Mary, and kind-hearted Joseph, and indeed a divine new warm light glowing into the darkness. That's the environment in which Jesus was born all those centuries ago. It's both. It's both. It's a mix of tragedy and of beauty. It's a mix of pain and of hope. It's a mix of cruel hatred and of deepest abiding love. It sounds a lot like our world. Because that's also the environment into which God enters the world every year, this year, 2022. That familiar mix of tragedy, beauty, pain, hope, cruelty, love, that is the life into which God enters even today. For evidence, I'd like to share just a few names and moments from the past year. Just before Thanksgiving, a 28-year-old bartender named Daniel Aston went to work, like any other day, at his bar in Colorado Springs. But he wouldn't go home that night, as he was shot in one of those senseless massacres that has happened all too often. Christ is born into that world for David. Just 2 weeks ago, the manager of a Minneapolis liquor store came back from lunch to find one of his employees, Talia Thomas, walking around in her socks. What happened to her Nike Jordans she had come to work in? Talia had given her new shoes to a homeless man who had happened to walk by with cardboard wrapped around his feet in 10-degree weather. Talia couldn't tolerate that and gave her shoes away. Jesus comes for Talia and for her kindness to a wandering stranger. This past March, a priest by the name of Ioan Berdin was arrested by Putin's secret police in the middle of the night for telling his Russian parish that the bombing and slaughter of fellow human beings in Ukraine is immoral and an affront to God. Father Ioan has not been seen since. Christ is born for Father Ioan wherever he may be. This fall, a 13-year-old girl named Alyssa was dying of leukemia in London, with every treatment having failed to stop her aggressive form of cancer. Alyssa's lead doctor, named Wasim Kasim, had a momentary epiphany and slightly modified one of the treatments. As of last week, this past Sunday, 13-year-old Alyssa is 100% cancer-free. Christ comes for Wasim and Alyssa. This summer, a beautiful family in Ossie, Wisconsin, were expecting a new baby. And beginning of her 9th month of pregnancy, mom noticed movements had stopped. Not so many days later, the little child of God, Raylan, was stillborn at home, surrounded by a very loving family. Jesus is born for Raylan. I don't share these names and these stories to be sentimental or emotional. I share these because this is the world into which the Son of God is born. These are the people to whom the Son of God comes. This is the world into which the Son of God has already come. The world not romanticized, but the world as it really is, both the good and the bad, both the ugly and the amazingly beautiful. Since the beginning of time, since God came into the garden to see what happened to Adam and Eve, since God visited Moses in the burning bush when the Israelites could bear no more, God has come to the world as the world is. And when the fullness of time arrived, God came as a human person, as a helpless child, a little baby Jesus Christ. And to this day, Jesus comes into the world as it is, as he finds it, as we find it. The first time he came, it was a world of both angel song and animal droppings, a world of stench and filth, and yet a world of glowing divine light. And Jesus, as God, continues to come to every generation and every place as he finds it. He comes to tragedy and to beauty. He comes and visits where there is cruelty and where there is love. He is present in both pain and in hope, in grief and in joy. And if any of this sounds even remotely familiar to the mix of your own life, please know this. As God, Jesus comes to every soul, to every moment as it is, and to you as you are. Amen. Christ is born.